When AOL and Time Warner merged, it was reasoned that the merger would create synergy. The whole would be greater than the sum of its parts. Well, so far, that reasoning does not seem to have paid off. And to find out why, we've called Paul Carroll in Atherton, California, who is a partner in a management consultant firm there. Paul Carroll, first, can we review a little bit of what was said about this merger and of what the different parts would be and how they would all help one another?
The basic assumption was that you would have great Time Warner content, movies, magazines. You would give them additional distribution through the AOL channel that had reached so many people who were heading online at the time. That was the main point.
Well, which do you think is true, that this may in the end be proved it just hasn't happened yet, or it doesn't work in this case, or the whole idea of such synergy is flawed?
I think the whole idea is flawed. I first became very skeptical of this idea a little more than 10 years ago when you had a lot of, in particular, Japanese consumer electronics companies deciding that as long as they made the machines that played the movies, they ought to make the movies as well. And, of course, that didn't work out to their chagrin and to the chagrin of the shareholders who had to absorb these huge losses. It just doesn't make sense that simply because you have a distribution channel, you need to own the content that's distributed.
But in the case of AOL, people who have accounts with AOL log in and they see all of these things popping up and news of what you can do if you click here or click there. It does, in a way, seem to be the kind of business that would benefit from having connections to content.
If you take a look at most of what Time Warner does, those were properties that were pretty well known. I mean, I didn't need AOL to tell me about People Magazine or Sports Illustrated or Time or any of those things. Given that online advertising has not proved to be all that successful, there wasn't any particular reason to think that just offering me a low-price subscription to Time Magazine on AOL was going to have much of an impact. Certainly not enough impact to justify the merger.
Is it possible, though, that completely apart from the merits or lack of merits of theories of synergy, if this deal had been made in the early 90s when there was a bull market, we'd all say it's working beautifully, and it happens to have been made at a time when the market's going down, and therefore all the theory behind it was wrong?
There's some truth to that, certainly, but I still don't think that the value of the merger would have been any different.
This is only one of a couple of communications companies that have gotten very, very big. Obviously, Disney, ABC, and on the other hand, NBC, GE are also quite large. Is there any evidence that those companies are not benefiting from the various other divisions they're associated with by acquisition?
I think Disney has its own set of problems, but the acquisition of ABC, Cap City, has worked out pretty well for them. With NBC, that's always been sort of a funny one. I mean, GE makes turbines and jet engines and stuff like that, so it isn't entirely clear why NBC needs to be part of that array of businesses. At some point, I could imagine GE selling or somehow spinning out NBC, but at the moment, NBC is really just this business unto itself and isn't attempting these same sorts of synergies that AOL Time Warner in particular attempted.
If, in fact, synergy has not, and as you would say, probably won't work for AOL Time Warner, what's likely down the road for them? To split apart again?
I think it's possible they split apart, just because there are culture clashes that happen when you put together two businesses like that, and it may well be that these operations would work better on their own than they do as a combined entity.
And if they did, who would be the big loser of this in that case, what would be a rather brief marriage between these two large corporations?
I think Time Warner would wind up being the big loser in this simply because they went into this at a time when AOL had an inflated stock market valuation. Having AOL wind up with significantly more than half of the equity in the combined business, Time Warner basically sold itself at a discount to AOL, and there'll be no way for them to recover that equity.
Mr. Carroll, thank you very much for talking with us.
I enjoyed it. Thanks.
Paul Carroll is a partner with the management consulting firm of Diamond Cluster International in Atherton, California.